from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Michael Krasny. PG&E yesterday warned 7 Bay Area counties of potential power cuts this week due to dry, windy conditions. The shutoffs could affect as many as 250,000 customers in the region, but so far the warnings exclude Marin and San Francisco, and we'll get the latest. Then at 10:15, Cynthia Lee was a successful doctor in her 30s when an autoimmune disease torpedoed her health. She and her doctors were baffled, and her test results were normal, but mysterious symptoms racked her body. Lee's memoir, Brave New Medicine, follows her long journey to understanding her condition, reimagining the practice of medicine, and finding her way back to health. That's all next. Join us after this. Welcome to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. PG&E warned yesterday of potential power cuts across Northern and Central California. And joining us to explain what that will mean for Bay Area residents is PG&E spokesperson Myra Tostada. And we welcome you to the program, Myra Tostada. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here. Also glad to have KQED reporter Jeremy Siegel. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning, Michael.
And you probably have questions. We're going to talk later with Cynthia Lee in this hour, as expected. But you can call us now with any questions you have about the power going out. And the toll-free number to join us is 866-733-6786. That number again, 866-733-6786. So if I could begin with you, this again is Myra Tostada. First of all, these are because of windy conditions. It's almost that specific, isn't it?
That's right. So based on current forecasted weather conditions, like you mentioned, this is a dry wind weather event. We have anticipated that we may begin implementing a public safety power shutoff. This means that we would cut electricity currently to more than 600,000 customers across portions of nearly 30 northern, central, coastal, and Bay Area counties in the Bay Area. That would be portions of 7 of the Bay Area's 9 counties.
How do you decide where to cut off and where not to cut off? Is it simply on meteorology?
Yes, our meteorology team is looking at the latest weather forecasts and models to anticipate where the period of peak winds will occur from early Wednesday morning and through Thursday at midday. So depending on where that weather is going to happen, that's where we decide what portions of these impacted areas would have to have the power shut off so that we can keep them safe.
And Jeremy, this could affect as many as 250,000 homes here in the Bay Area. How do they decide, for example, to exclude San Francisco and Marin?
So it's different factors that go into this, and I'm sure PG&E can speak to this a little bit more. But beyond just the wind event, there's the fact that there's extremely dry conditions expected starting tonight and through Thursday. Mm-hmm. That means low humidity. And basically what you have at this time of year is a lot of vegetation in areas that's dried out over the summer months. And then you combine that with strong offshore winds, low relative humidity over these days. And if you have something, a fire that sparks, the embers from it can be carried extremely quickly, extremely far, and it could lead to a very destructive wildfire. So I think when they're looking at specific areas, it's where those winds are going to be, but then also, you know, different areas that have different vegetation and potentially might have, you know, electric lines that are more at risk than others in different areas.
And the cutoff, Myra Tostada, is for how long?
So we will decide at some point today whether we'll go ahead with this public safety power shutoff. We are asking our customers to prepare for outages that could last several days. This doesn't mean that it will happen. However, once a public safety power shutoff ends and the weather subsides, what our crews have to do is they actually have to go into these impacted areas and do foot and aerial patrols. Once they're done with their inspections, they will determine if there's any damage. If we do find damage, the damage needs to be fixed. This includes maybe replacing power lines that came down. Maybe there's a broken power pole. So all of that work needs to be done before we can re-energize our customers.
Well, let me take a call or two here. Before I do that, though, I want to go to a question from a listener. And, Jeremy, let me go to you on this. How will the shutdown affect low-income folk and disabled folks?
And that's definitely a big concern when there are these public safety power shutoffs. And PG&E might have a little more information on this, but I know that ahead of these shutoffs that they work to reach out to people who, you know, need medical assistance. They call them medical baseline customers. And these are people who might be more vulnerable when they do lose power. And I know they're making efforts to contact these people by phone, by email. And even if they can't get in touch with these people by those means, they have plans to potentially knock on people's doors to let them know that this is coming and warn them that either, you know, you should be working to find backup power or finding other means of getting the necessary electricity you need for your condition.
I have another listener, if I may go to you, Myra Tostada, and I want to bring a couple of calls in here, who wants to know why your website keeps coming down or going down.
So our digital team is aware of this issue. They are investigating, and hopefully they're able to bring it back on as soon as possible. We know that a lot of people are interested, not just here in California. People who have relatives who live outside of the area also want to know what's going on. You know, this is an unprecedented event. We haven't seen conditions this dangerous for a dry wind event in the past few years. So there is a lot of interest. However, we want to remind customers that if they are needing information immediately, if it is a medical emergency, they should call 911. But if they want information about the event and they can't get on the website, they should call PG&E. That number is 1-800-743-5000. 1-800-743-5000. And we do have a team working at the contact center, not just in the Bay Area, but also outside the Bay Area in the Sacramento Valley in Bakersfield. And we have reps that are available to answer questions 24/7. So please use that resource.
And Laura wants to know, will you release a map of the areas potentially subject to the shutdown?
Yes, we have released that map. It is online, so some people may not be able to see it now. However, we have shared some of that information also on PG&E's Twitter account, so they can take a look there. If they have any specific questions, again, they can call that 1-800 number to get more information on the potential impact and the scope.
There's a comment from a listener which may be emblematic of many people's minds. This particular listener says, as Marin, Napa, and Sonoma County homeowners, my family and I are watching the situation nervously. Let me bring a caller aboard. Rebecca, that's you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll take my answer off the air. I just had a question about how to keep perishables in the freezer from spoiling, but in my case, I have a lot of stored breast milk that would go bad, so I was wondering if there's any tips.
Jeremy Siegel.
So I'm in that case, might recommend reaching out to a medical professional who might have more information about keeping things like that safe. At the same time, though, this has been a major concern as we've seen these shutoffs. Like over the past weekend, there was a shutoff up in Butte County and other surrounding areas in the Sierra foothills. And you saw images on social media of different grocery stores and stuff that had to keep their freezer doors shut for the entirety of this because they didn't want any perishables to be expired. So I'd recommend, of course, keeping those things shut as much as possible over the outage so that you're not releasing any cool air in there. But it's definitely frustrating for folks because, you know, people want to potentially be stocking up on supplies when they might not be able to drive much. And if you're not able to get into those freezers, it can be difficult.
And Rebecca, we thank you for your call. Let me get another caller on here, and that's Robert from El Cerrito. Robert, welcome. You're on Forum.
Thank you, Michael. I was able to this morning get to PG&E's website, but when I clicked on the enter your address and on find maps here, I did it a dozen times, and each time I said, oops, that page doesn't exist. So PG&E's got more problems than that their website is not accessible. And to tell people to call the 800 number is a joke. The wait time on that is ridiculous. So PG&E is entering this thing without... I don't know if my house is going to be affected or not, and I think that's ridiculous.
Well, I thank you for that call, and obviously you may want to address that, Myra Tostada, but I'd also like to ask you, governments have expressed concern that they have not been in the loop regarding details of the shutoffs in advance. What, if anything, is PG doing to address that?
So to address first the caller's concern, we know how important it is to have electric service, and we're not taking this decision lightly. The reason that we're doing it is in the interest of safety. However, it's important to note that customers that would be impacted by this weather event have already been notified. The first notifications went out at 48 hours prior to the potential event. The second notification would go at 24 hours before an event. And then we would do, the cadence would change depending on the weather conditions just prior to the event. Unfortunately, we do have certain things that we can't control, like the website coming down. However, we are working on it. We understand that it's frustrating, and we want to ensure that our customers are able to access that tool. Now, about talking to local elected officials, counties, and state, we have been communicating with them throughout this process, especially because we've had other PSPS events in the past. We've been able to learn from those. And one of the things that, you know, is very important to the county is ensuring that they're notified of what's going to happen before we release some of that information, so that they can also prepare and ensure that the emergency services that they provide are available to their residents. So we are working hand in hand with all elected officials to ensure that we can carry out this event if we do decide to do it. And also, you know, in the interest of safety.
Let me just read one more comment, and then we'll have to say goodbye. Gina writes, Paradise wants to know why PG&E keeps shutting off their power. They have had their power turned on and off lately. There's nothing left to burn, and some days there is literally no wind. I am all for being safe, but it seems misguided. Quick response from you, Myra Tostano.
Customers may be affected by a power shutoff, even though they are not experiencing extreme weather conditions in their specific location. And this is because the electric system relies on power lines working together to provide electricity across cities, counties, and regions. So, for example, a lot of the mountainous areas, if you live in an area that's considered high fire threat by the California Public Utilities Commission, it is more likely that you would be impacted by a public safety power shutoff. And this is just because of the power lines and the infrastructure that run through that area and that would be at risk if we do see dangerous weather conditions.
Myra Tostado, thank you for joining us. Appreciate your being with us. Myra Tostado, again, is PG&E spokesperson. And Jeremy Siegel, always good to see you. Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Always on top of things.